The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 1. The Magician. This awareness indicates wherein the Fool represents the zero, the nothing, that state of consciousness which has no will, which is aware without willing or directing. The Magician, which is the second card of the tarot, is that which is controlling and directing things. This awareness indicates that in the beginning, there was the void. From the void came the entity, and this entity was called God. This as the Magician in the cosmic level. On the personal level, in the beginning was the Virgin. The sperm entered and created the entity, and the sperm is that concept and seed of identity. This awareness indicates that the entity born as a being, then, is the self, is the Magician. This awareness indicates that each entity in thinking of himself or herself as an individual, as a self, is expressing that state of consciousness that in the tarot is the Magician. This represents will, the will of being, of having a being, of being separated from what it is not. This represents identity. The Magician is the one who works with something, and the Magician working with something is separated from that which it works with. This awareness indicates that when God became separate from the cosmos, from the void, from the heaven and the earth, this concept of God was equivalent in the tarot definition to the Magician. This awareness indicates there are many concepts of God. This is the one that is most dominant in the Western world, the concept of an individual entity separate from the universe itself, as a being, as a creator of separateness from the universe itself. Another concept of God is the universe, the living being, the totality, and this is also common in some areas of the Western world, but most dominant in the Eastern world. This awareness indicates that these two concepts of God are both valid. God is the word describing the creative force. The creative force occurs on all levels of each thing that exists in the universe. The creative force is within each cell, within each atom, within each entity, within each group, within each nation, within the world, within the solar system and within the universe. The creative force is God. The creative force is the Magician. This awareness indicates this represents spirit and action of spirit. When the Magician, when the spirit came into being, when the active creative principle began to express itself, there was left that which was not the creative spirit. That which was not the creative spirit was that which the creative spirit acted upon. As the Magician separated himself from that, he acted upon the void as a painter acts upon a canvas. The canvas on which the Magician acts is the High Priestess in the tarot. The High Priestess is the same as the void, as the Fool, the zero, except that there is the Magician acting upon this void. The creative force that is acting within the universe is symbolized as the male principle, as fire, as spirit, and is that which is one side of the infinity symbol above the head of the Magician. On the other side of the infinity symbol is the negative force, the passive force, that which is not acting. This awareness indicates that likewise the wand, coin, pentacle, sword, and cup represent the four polarities, fire, earth, air, and water. The Magician, the creative principle using these polarities is that which begins the creation. This is true in the sense of the cosmos itself. This is true in the sense of each individual. On the cosmic level, fire represents radiation, air represents the relationship between two points, the movement between fire and water, while water represents magnetism. This awareness indicates that earth represents the totality of these three. On the personal level, or the microcosm, fire represents radiation as well as action in expression, water represents impression and magnetism of the individual as emotion, and fire being feeling. Air is akin to the mental faculties of the individual, and earth is the physical body. This awareness indicates that this creation of the Magician in the macrocosm, the Fool, is symbolic of the point within the universe as well as the God within the universe, as well as the man within the universe, as well as the consciousness of self in relationship to the cosmic consciousness. These are all symbolic of the same thing, and merely the words and images are different. They may be symbolized by the point within the circle. The symbol for the sun in astrology is related to these concepts. The point within the circle is the Magician, and the circle itself is the Fool or the universe. This awareness indicates that the serpent biting its tail is also symbolic of the universe in constant motion, eating itself. The universe is consciousness. The universe is consciousness continually eating and devouring itself and giving off its own images. This awareness indicates the ancient god Moloch, who gorged himself on the flesh of his children, is also symbolic of consciousness eating itself. The repetition of an idea is consciousness eating itself. The repetition of a mantra, of a chant, of images, of symbols, of anything of this nature, is consciousness eating itself. As consciousness eats itself, it becomes greater and greater in its development of a self. This is related to cannibalism. The devouring of something of its own image intensifies that which would be termed itself. The devouring of many things from diverse natures builds a self with different experiences within its being. This awareness indicates that the development of self through many accumulated experiences is occurring, and is termed evolution. When the self begins to develop to the point where it realizes that the self is nothing more than its own identity, its own attachments, its own imaginings and creations and desires, then the self begins to realize it is not a self, it is merely a creation of an accumulation of many concepts and ideas and images. At this time the self then may be ready to give up its hold on identity. When this happens, the self is ready to move into the so-called ego death. This occurs on the 12th card, the Hanged Man, the reversal of consciousness, wherein the entity begins to give away portions of himself. This awareness indicates that the development of the self is that which is important in creating the soul. One creates the self through greed, through selfishness, through self-interest, through certain manipulations and games. Wherein this conflict that creates the self through concentration on goals, on desires and identities and identifications, is hindered or blocked, or where one does not get the chance to develop the self, this creates a very weak character, one who is subject to the whims of the consciousness of others. This type of individual may be easily swayed and discouraged, and may be easily defeated in anything he or she attempts to do. This awareness indicates that where there has been greed, selfishness, and pursuit of desires of great attention and intensity, this has been termed as evil and greedy and selfish, but this is what builds strong character. Once these characters are built, it is possible for the ego death to occur, and the entity then can become a force for good. Wherein there has been no ego created, wherein the self was never much of a self at all, there is not much to expect from an ego death. This awareness indicates for this reason it is recommended that you judge not another, that you judge not where you are, for where you are is where you are, and when you reach that level wherein the ego is ready and willing to give itself up, that is the time that your judgment of yourself is totally unnecessary and independent of this time. In judging yourself or others, you simply add trouble and confusion and perversion to the movement of the development of the soul. This awareness indicates that the soul is the accumulated experience of an individual. The soul is not a part of the body, as many shallow thinking individuals have implied. The soul is the accumulated experience of an individual. This is closely linked to the concept of the subconscious mind. This awareness indicates that the spirit is the present eternal now life force of the individual. This awareness indicates that the spirit is related to the now, is related to the conscious mind, and is related to the momentary fleeting experience. This awareness indicates that the soul is related to the accumulated experience, the accumulated identifications of desire, of names and attachments. This may be related to the family name more than is the spirit. The spirit may be more related to the first name of the individual, in the sense that this is more fleeting, whereby the family name is more permanent. This awareness indicates that these symbolic terms describe the long-drawn-out experience of connecting through sequential time as relating to the soul, and cyclic time relating to spirit. This awareness indicates that the magician and the fourth card of the tarot, which is the emperor, are one and the same, except that the emperor has developed an intense self through intense concentration on what he thought. In this manner, the emperor is now ruling what he sought to control. The emperor now has a strong self. This awareness indicates the high priestess being the void, being the canvas on which the magician paints, then moves into the empress. After the magician has made his mark on the high priestess, she has become impregnated with this creation. The empress then represents the subconscious mind, the self within the body, the desires, the heart, the feeling, the female part as opposed to the mind part, which is the magician. The garden represents in this sense the body within the unconscious mind on which the magician has sown his seed. This arrow is the movement of consciousness in its cyclic and sequential movements, relating to the polarities of yin and yang in the movement of relative relationship. This awareness indicates that in the consideration of the magician, entities will realize that each one of them is the magician, and that every word spoken creates its effect. The greater the attention and the care of the word, the greater the understanding of the word, the greater your magic. This awareness indicates that in the beginning was the word. The word was the magician. The word was God. The word was that force of consciousness that focused itself into a vibration. The vibration became the hum became the sound had its effect, and the effect was the cause. This awareness indicates that the word created that which it described. This awareness indicates that the word still creates that which it describes. This awareness indicates that with each word spoken, there is created that which the word has conveyed, that image which is conveyed by that word. When several words are spoken together, these images are linked. This has been symbolized as the grape on the vine. The grapes on the vine are symbolic of ideas and concepts. This awareness indicates that as words and ideas and concepts are expressed, they create a manifestation of those concepts that have been given. The greater the accumulated experience of the word, the greater the power that is in the word, the greater the possibility of manifestation comes through that word. In this sense, the word became the powerful word that was so powerful it was never spoken. This awareness indicates that this word in describing Jehovah, or the power of, meaning fire, earth, air and water, as containing the keys to the kingdom, the keys that unlock the mystery. It is represented by the four tools in the hands of the magician, the wand, the coin, the sword, and the cup. Fire, water, air and earth represent radiation, magnetism, the relationship of mental and the physical, or the combination of those four are keys to unlocking the mystery of the universe. This awareness indicates that the fifth element of Akasha is not included in this for the reason that the magic, which the magician is engaged in, is that of manipulating matter. Akasha permeates matter. Akasha fills all things and flows through all matter, just as the water of an ocean flows through the sponge, and flows through the fish and fills all things. This awareness indicates that the word Akasha has certain power of its own. Its purpose and its power is to move entities, not toward the focus on matter, but from the focus on matter. When entities begin to realize that there is something greater and beyond matter that may be seen, that may be felt and that may be heard, this something that is invisible is also something that is silent, something that could be termed nothing. Entities in giving their attention to this, may begin to space out, may begin to identify with space, may begin to identify with the spirit of the universe, and may begin to identify with the fool of the tarot. This awareness indicates those entities who, for so long, have played the part of the magician, fail to realize that the magician is also controlled by his creation. Everything that you control, you are controlled by. The fool is controlled by nothing. He controls nothing. The fool steps through space and time as though he were walking in an illusion, through a dream. This awareness indicates that words have power, but that power may move entities into matter or from matter. In moving toward matter, the entity moves toward the grave, in moving from matter toward anti-matter, the entity moves toward spirit. Movement toward matter moves entities into form, moves entities into confinement, and moves entities into pain. Forces from matter and form create pain. Movement toward spirit from matter moves entities out into space where there is formlessness. There can be no pain where there is no form. This awareness indicates that when words are spoken, you give great attention to what you are saying, to what others are saying, and when words are spoken that move toward what would create pain, then in your attention, you may move entities toward the other direction, away from pain toward spirit. This requires great attention to the words that are spoken. This is the magic. This is the meaning of giving attention. This awareness indicates that in so doing, you can change the world. This awareness indicates that the word hippopotamus has created in your mind the image of a hippopotamus. Prior to this word, there was no hippopotamus within sight, within sound or within mind. The word war has created an image in your mind of war. When a word is spoken, images are created. The greater and more intense the word, the more it has been repeated and identified with certain actions, the more power that word has. This awareness indicates that entities have used words and have built power within words. To use words as persuaders and through promises and through threat, you must be very aware of the power of words as promises or threats. The images created by certain words spoken are those that have great control over the mind. This awareness indicates that the word free, dom and the word peace are those words that have been used by entities as promises to lure them into traps. The word freedom and the word peace in being used as a lure to draw entities into this trap have also had the effect of creating in the mind of man the concept of freedom and peace as being valuable. This awareness indicates that in this manner, those who have used positive words to bring about a lure for trapping other individuals, have also had positive effect on humanity by creating the concepts of peace and love and freedom, and in this manner, have helped to bring about greater desire for peace and freedom. This then indicates how entities that are attempting to capture and lure others for what may be termed an evil purpose, can actually have an effect. In this manner again, it is clear that one cannot judge another, for what may look evil on one level may be seen as good on the next level. This awareness indicates the magician is dealing in polarities, and each of you is the magician. You must not condemn yourself for being so, but simply identify more with the fool when you realize how futile the actions of the magician are. This awareness indicates that the fool is the greater magician, for the magician is constantly reconciling polarities. That which is good or that which is bad is of no concern to the fool. The fool is concerned only with what ties. Channeled in August 1971.